If we recall from yesterday's gospel, we have St. Luke's version of the Beatitudes, which he also includes the woes. And we can think of the great paradox of the Christian life. At what our world tells us is good and admirable, the Lord says it's the exact opposite. And once again today, placed before us the great paradox of the Christian life. This great feast that we have today, the exaltation of the Holy Cross. On Good Friday, as we know, we come with a certain sadness as we venerate this instrument of torture. When we really enter into the passion of Jesus, as we in some way try to experience that the pain and the suffering that he experienced as he went to the cross and died on the cross. But today is the opposite of that. But now we can say maybe we've gone beyond the tears, or maybe through the tears we can see the greatness that the cross is. We're probably used to the phrase, but to exalt the cross is kind of a weird thing. And would not have made any sense to the early church, to these first hearers of the words of Jesus, when he says that his cross is his glorification. Wouldn't have made any sense. But now that we've had centuries to meditate upon the crucifix, we've had so much time to enter into the love of God on full display on the crucifix. Now we can exalt it. We can celebrate the triumph of the cross, the triumph of love over hate, life over death. In the early 300s, the Emperor Constantine decriminalized Christianity. A few years later, his mother went to Jerusalem, St. Helena, and she discovered the relics of the true cross. And then a few years beyond that, they built a basilica on that location where the crucifixion took place. And maybe 300 years later, the Persians came in and destroyed that, and it was rebuilt. And maybe 500 years later, the Muslims came in and destroyed that, and it was rebuilt. So for the last 1,200 years or so, 1,000 years, this great structure, this beautiful basilica has stood on the place where Christ died for our sins, out of love for each one of us. A great hymn that we heard in the second reading from Philippians chapter 2, for even though he was in the form of God, Christ did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself. That makes an echo back to the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, who were not in the form of God, yet chose to grasp at the tree of life. And that tree of life for them and for us became the tree of death. But now that Jesus has embraced this tree of death, the cross, the crucifix for us has become the tree of life. And we need not grasp onto the fruit, because the fruit of that tree has been given to us freely, as shown to us in the blood and water pouring forth from his side, the sacraments of the church, these great portals of grace flowing freely upon us, into us, through us. So we look at the cross today, the crucifix of Jesus Christ, with a certain joy, seeing the triumph of love over death, love over hate, which is why we can truly say, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your cross you have redeemed the world. Amen.